Chapter 2. In the end, Lan Wangji just gives up and leaves a day early. He'll arrive at the Western Ridge before Wei Wuxian, but he might as well fret by himself instead of subjecting his sect to his fretting too. He packs a Qingkun pouch with travel rations, various medicines and bandages just in case, and 3 jars of Emperor's Smile. And then he bids goodbye to his uncle and to Su Cui, and then he mounts his sword and leaves. It really doesn't take a full day to fly to the western ridge of Gusu, especially not for someone like Lan Wangji, whose cultivation is quite advanced. So while he doesn't dawdle, he does take his time. Whenever he passes over some particularly beautiful feature of the landscape, or anything else interesting, he lets himself descend to enjoy it. It isn't a waste of time if he meditates over it, he reasons. So he stops by waterfalls and unusual rock formation and herds of deer, lets himself love them and say goodbye to them. He doesn't know when he'll pass this way again. Even with his detours, it's still light out when he nears the western ridge. He approaches from the plains. He's thinking about dipping over the ridge and inspecting the cliff face for a place to shelter overnight when he hears it. He just about falls out of the air. Wei Ying. He flies as fast as he can towards the sound of the Dietze. Wei Wuxian's Dietze. Their song. Within a minute, he can see Wei Wuxian's black silhouette sitting on his absurd donkey at the edge of the ridge, still playing Wuji. Lan Wangji dismounts silently half a dozen yards away and catches his breath, takes a moment just to watch him. His robes are different. His hair is perhaps a little longer. Wei Wuxian reaches the end of the phrase, and Lan Wangji says, Wei Ying. Wei Wuxian turns slowly, and his spreading grin on seeing Lan Wangji is the sort of thing to restart one's heart. Lan Wangji takes a step forward. Wei Ying, he says again. Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian says at last. He pushes himself off the donkey, and then he's walking, then jogging, and then sprinting to Lan Wangji's side. He turns at the last second to hurl his arms around Lan Wangji's waist, and the force of his collision knocks them both off their feet, sending them tumbling into the grass. Lan Wangji wraps his arms around Wei Wuxian, clutches his head to his own chest so he won't hit it on the ground. Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian repeats when they've settled. He wriggles out of Lan Wangji's grasp to brace himself on his hands over him, gives Lan Wangji an extremely obvious once-over. Ah, you're a sight for sore eyes, he sighs happily. I always know you're good-looking, but somehow it surprises me every time just how handsome you are. Hmm, Lan Wangji says. He feels pretty neutral about such praise, considering his insistence on controlling just about every aspect of himself. His physical appearance isn't something he can control, and therefore not particularly worthy of pride. But he must admit he understands the sentiment as he stares up at Wei Wuxian's smiling face. He isn't shameless enough to say such a thing, but that's what he means when he tugs on the end of Wei Wuxian's hair. You're early, Wei Wuxian tells him, because apparently they're just going to have a conversation like this, with Lan Wangji flat on his back in the grass. Or, I guess it's more likely that I just got the date wrong. I confess, I thought we were meeting tomorrow. Lan Wangji shakes his head. Early, he confirms. Oh, Wei Wuxian says, and then smiles wide again. Just couldn't wait to see me, huh? He teases. Lan Wangji just watches him and hopes he knows that, of course, of course, of course the answer to that question is yes. Wei Wuxian meets his gaze for a long breath. He wonders vaguely, are you going to kiss me? But Wei Wuxian doesn't kiss him. Instead, he flops back down and tucks his face into Lan Wangji's throat, reaches out with one hand to play with the colors of his robes. "Lan Chan, you wouldn't believe it how much I've missed you," he says. Lan Wangji wonders if Wei Wuxian can hear how fast his heart is beating from here, if he can feel it with his hand on Lan Wangji's chest. "On the road from Yunping, I kept turning to talk to you, but there was no one there, just me and Lil Apple." Lan Wangji slides one hand up shyly to hold his waist. Wei Wuxian's breath hitches on his throat. "Missed you too," he admits quietly. "I was glad to get your letter. Wanted more."
Wanted more. God, the summary of their relationship.
Wei Wuxian says into his throat.
"I would have sent more, but I had no money."
Lan Wangji stares up at the sky and tries not to throttle him.
"Wei Ying," he says carefully. "Letters are exceptionally cheap to send."
For the cost of a single soup lunch, one could send 10 letters. He hasn't just been foraging every meal, has he?
I know, but Lan Chan, I didn't want to annoy you,
Wei Wuxian admits, clutching at his collars.
"Since when?"
Lan Wangji can't help but ask. Wei Wuxian barks a laugh and sits up. Lan Wangji sits up too, their shoulders pressed together.
"Maybe I thought, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder or whatever,"
Wei Wuxian tries, looking away sheepishly.
"Wei Ying,"
Lan Wangji says, aggrieved, as if his heart could get any fonder. "Absence makes the heart grow lonely, fool."
"Anyway, we're both here now, so it's not a big deal,"
Wei Wuxian decides. Lan Wangji suppresses an indignant huff. Wei Wuxian turns to look at him and says,
Lan Chan, I have a question for you now.
A proposal, really." Lan Wangji feels his ears heat up spectacularly when Wei Wuxian doesn't immediately explain himself. He forces himself to say,
"Go on."
"Come back to Yunmeng with me,"
Wei Wuxian says. Lan Wangji searches his face. He can't tell if Wei Wuxian knows what he's doing or not when he says those words. But either way, Lan Wangji says,
"All right."
Wei Wuxian grins at him again, bright and clear. Lan Wangji wishes he could just kiss him already. Instead, he eases out from under Wei Wuxian's legs and stands up, offers his hand to Wei Wuxian to pull him up too. Wei Wuxian takes it and rises and gives it a squeeze before he releases it to reach up and tidy Lan Wangji's hair for him. Lan Wangji lets him do it. Since it's his fault, it's messy anyway. Wei Wuxian smiles at him, then draws back and turns to go fetch the donkey. Lan Wangji offers an apple to the animal when Wei Wuxian comes back, and the two of them shriek their approval.
"Lan Chan, so thoughtful!"
Wei Wuxian crows as the donkey munches its way through the apple.
"Lil Apple, I hope you appreciate this."
Lan Wangji says. The donkey finishes the apple and noses his hand for more. He pets its soft snout, but he only brought one apple for it. The other two are for himself and Wei Wuxian.
"Aw, she likes you. You're her new dad,"
Wei Wuxian tells him. Lan Wangji looks skeptically at the donkey, which has realized it won't be receiving another apple from him and lost interest. He says. They head south along the crest of the ridge, Wei Wuxian on the donkey and Lan Wangji walking beside. Lan Wangji holds the reins because he knows it delights Wei Wuxian when he does that, although he's not sure why. He wonders absently if Wei Wuxian has a specific destination in mind for tonight, but he suspects he does not. It's fine like this anyway. Lan Wangji is happy to wander around with Wei Wuxian by his side forever. It's late afternoon, nearing early evening, when Wei Wuxian slumps forward on the donkey and mumbles, "There should be a town coming up soon. First in we see, Lanchan. Let's get a room. I've been traveling for so long. I'm so tired." Lan Wangji agrees, stepping closer in case Wei Wuxian falls off. Wei Wuxian looks at him with smiling eyes from where his face is half hidden in the donkey's short, stiff mane. He's so cute. Lan Wangji looks away. Like Wei Wuxian said, they come upon a little town soon enough, with an inn that seems perfectly suitable. Lan Wangji pays for a room and a meal while Wei Wuxian deals with the donkey. He can certainly afford to get two rooms, but Wei Wuxian had said a room. And besides, Lan Wangji doesn't want to let him out of his sight anytime soon. Wei Wuxian returns and follows him to their room, where he immediately collapses face down on one of the beds. Lan Wangji is able to ignore his poor posture for all of 5 minutes before he has to unfold himself from his place behind the desk. He sits on the bed beside Wei Wuxian and says, "Wei Ying." Wei Wuxian kind of grunts into the pillow. "Don't sleep like that," Lan Wangji tells him. Wei Wuxian groans and turns his face away, which actually is a little better than just being face down. But he's doing it to be annoying, so Lan Wangji doesn't accept it. He reaches out and gives Wei Wuxian's ponytail a tug in admonishment. "If you want to lie down, lie properly."
"Lan Chan," Wei Wuxian whines. "We're not in the cloud recesses. Who cares about my posture?"
"I care," Lan Wangji tells him. Then he admits the real problem. "You look like a corpse." Wei Wuxian grunts again, and then he seems to take a second to actually consider why it might bother Lan Wangji that he looks like a corpse. He flips over onto his back and watches Lan Wangji with an expression he doesn't know how to read. "Sorry," he offers at last, drumming his fingers on his belt. "Not a corpse, I promise." Lan Wangji agrees. Wei Wuxian watches him a little longer, and then he sits up and presses his face into Lan Wangji's shoulder.
"Lan Chan is so sensitive," he says. "Sorry, sorry, you were really that upset?"
Lan Wangji doesn't even know how to begin to answer that. What kind of question is that? What does that even mean? He's not upset right now, but when Wei Wuxian was literally dead... Yes, he was upset. He's saved from answering by a knock at the door. Their meal. Wei Wuxian perks up when he sees it.
"I didn't think we'd eat this early," he admits. "I thought you'd make me wait till 7, per the rules."
"Extenuating circumstances," Lan Wangji allows. Right now, he wants Wei Wuxian even safer and happier than he normally does. Besides, he likes eating with Wei Wuxian, in spite of his abysmal manners. Wei Wuxian laughs and slides off the bed to come eat.
"Ah, Lan Chan, Lan Chan, you ordered spicy for me," he crows when he sees his bowl.
He stuffs a bright red piece of chicken into his mouth and mumbles something that might be,
"You really do love me."
Lan Wangji absolutely refuses to address the truth of that statement right now, so he ignores the burning of his ears and says, "Food is eaten, not spoken." Wei Wuxian rolls his eyes and smiles and shoves more food into his mouth, but he obeys easily enough. By the time they've both finished, Wei Wuxian seems distracted, his dark gaze lost to the middle distance. Lan Wangji takes his friend's empty bowl and stacks it on top of his own, carries the food tray over to leave it outside the door. He hears Wei Wuxian moving behind him. When he straightens and goes to turn back into the room, he almost bumps into Wei Wuxian, where he's come to stand right behind him. Wei Wuxian puts his hands on his waist to stop him from turning around.
"Don't look at me just yet, Lan Chan," Wei Wuxian says quietly. I can't bear it if you look at me just now. I have a question to ask you.
Lan Wangji agrees through his concern. Won't look.
Wei Wuxian wraps his arms around his waist and presses his face into Lan Wangji's hair. His hands are shaking just a little, where they're pressed flat against Lan Wangji's sides.
Wei Ying?
Lan Wangji asks. Wei Wuxian squeezes his waist. You remember that day on Baifeng Mountain? He asks quietly. Before everything really went to shit.
Lan Wangji says. I remember.
You asked me what you were to me, Wei Wuxian says. And I said I thought you were...
Your soulmate of this lifetime.
Lan Wangji finishes quietly. His heart is pounding. He lifts his hands to rest over Wei Wuxian's at his waist.
Wei Ying, I remember.
Wei Wuxian tenses behind him. Do you think it still counts, even if that lifetime ended? Lan Wangji inhales carefully, gently unclasps Wei Wuxian's arms, just enough to turn in his embrace. And then he wraps his own arms around Wei Wuxian's shoulders and hugs him close.
Yes, he breathes into Wei Wuxian's hair. Always yours, in this and every lifetime, Wei Ying.
Wei Wuxian squeezes him again, knotting his fingers in the back of Lan Wangji's robes. Thank God, he gasps. Thank God, Lan Chan, you're still mine. Lan Wangji wants never to let go of him again, to hold him like this until they die or turn to stone. He wants to kiss him. He closes his eyes and contents himself with not letting go until Wei Wuxian does. He won't step away first ever again, he's decided. They stand there by the closed door for a long time. Longer than it would take to burn a stick of incense. Just holding each other and breathing. Wei Wuxian starts shaking at some point, and eventually he stops shaking and breathes evenly into Lan Wangji's collar. Lets Lan Wangji pet his hair. He's warm and solid in Lan Wangji's arms. His heartbeat strong, his breathing clear. Lan Wangji loves him. At last, Wei Wuxian sways into him in a way that seems less intentional. And then he sways back away, and Lan Wangji has to step forward to steady him before he falls.
Wei Ying, he says, a little alarmed.
Wei Wuxian blinks blearily and shakes his head. I'm fine, he says. I'm fine, I just started to fall asleep standing up. I guess I really am tired. Lan Wangji lowers his hands to hold Wei Wuxian's elbows.
Sleep, then, he says.
Wei Wuxian nods and goes to step away, but he stops himself, clutching at Lan Wangji's sides. But I... He starts, and then he shuts his mouth abruptly. Lan Wangji waits for him to finish that thought, or to step away, whichever comes first. Wei Wuxian just stares at him and says,
Yes,
Lan Wangji prompts. Wei Wuxian looks at him, looks away, lets his head fall onto Lan Wangji's shoulder with a thump. I want to sleep, but I... don't want to let go of you, he admits. Lan Wangji is speechless with adoration. He feels like he just got hit upside the head with a giant wok. He tilts his face into the side of Wei Wuxian's head and, when he can speak again, says,
don't have to.
Wei Wuxian says into his shoulder. Lan Wangji lowers his hands to grip him by the waist and lifts him bodily into his arms so he can carry Wei Wuxian the short distance to the bed. Wei Wuxian whoops in surprise and clings to his shoulders for balance, although it would take a lot of intentional wiggling to make Lan Wangji tip over or drop him. Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian gasps, already laughing. Lan Wangji carefully sits down on the bed and releases his hold on his waist, then lies down next to him. Wei Wuxian lights up, obviously a little baffled, but extremely pleased. And he snuggles into Lan Wangji's side immediately, hooks a leg between his legs, wriggles around so that he's half draped over Lan Wangji's chest with his face tipped into his throat. Lan Wangji allows all of it. Lan Zhan is so good, Wei Wuxian tells him. You really are the best. You're so weird.
Weird and the best?
Lan Wangji can't resist asking.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdness is part of your appeal, Wei Wuxian informs him. He might be the first person ever to think that about Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji draws his fingers through his hair as a reward for it, and Wei Wuxian hums in satisfaction, reaches up to touch Lan Wangji's hair too. They lie there, tangled up in each other for long, quiet minutes, until Wei Wuxian huffs a little sigh and hauls himself up to brace himself on one elbow over Lan Wangji. With his free hand, he reaches out slowly and slides the hairpin from Lan Wangji's hair. Carefully eases the hairpiece from his top knot. There, he says quietly, putting the pieces aside. I swear, that thing gets fancier every time I see you. It's very elegant and beautiful, don't get me wrong, but I like you with your hair down.
Mmm,
Lan Wangji says. He lifts his head a little, so that Wei Wuxian can pull the last of his hair free. He really is more comfortable like this, without the weight of his hairpiece pulling on his hair. He watches Wei Wuxian watch him, his mouth just slightly open in concentration. He can feel Wei Wuxian's hand moving through his hair, at the back of his head. Can feel his fingers working to untie the knot of his forehead ribbon. He breathes through his nervousness as Wei Wuxian unties the ribbon and slips it from his head, releases it somewhere behind him. He can't bring himself to care. He closes his eyes and tips his bared forehead against Wei Wuxian's. Their faces are so close now that they'll be breathing into each other's mouths.
Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian murmurs, just barely voiced.
Wei Ying.
Wei Wuxian draws his hand down from Lan Wangji's hair to cup his cheek, drag his thumb across his cheekbone, brush his hair back from his temple. I feel, he starts. Lan Wangji thinks half hysterically, is he going to kiss me? Are we finally going to kiss? Wei Wuxian rubs his fingers through his hair again, from his temple down to the back of his neck. I feel like you're a wild horse that I've just spent months taming, and now you'll finally let me ride you, and we'll be best friends, a man and his horse, just like in the legends. Wei Wuxian finishes. Lan Wangji opens his eyes to glare at him. What? A horse? What the hell? Wei Wuxian just smiles charmingly at him. Lan Wangji has precisely two options. The first is to voice the obvious ride me joke that his face is 1,000 times too thin to make. So he takes the second option, which is to turn his head and bite Wei Wuxian's slender wrist. Eh? Wei Wuxian exclaims, and he pulls his wrist just barely out of reach. Lan Chan!
Who's tame?
Lan Wangji says, and Wei Wuxian bursts into shocked laughter. Lan Wangji grabs at his hand and they end up wrestling around for a brief moment until he's got both of Wei Wuxian's wrists in one hand pinned above their heads against the bed frame. Wei Wuxian shrieks with laughter, apparently thrilled by his misbehavior, and wriggles around like a fish beneath him. Lan Wangji leans in and bites his exposed forearm. Then he leans farther to bite the curve of his tricep.
A horse, he mutters. Ridiculous.
My apologies, Wei Wuxian cackles. Lan Chan is clearly a wolf, I see.
At that, Lan Wangji stops abruptly. He releases Wei Wuxian's wrists and goes to pull away. But Wei Wuxian frowns and grabs at his arms.
No, wait, why are you stopping? Aren't you having fun? I'm having fun,
Wei Wuxian complains.
Don't want to be a wolf,
Lan Wangji tells him, confused and a little embarrassed.
I don't want you scared of me.
I'm not scared of... Oh, you mean because they're like dogs? No, wolves are fine,
Wei Wuxian tells him. He wraps Lan Wangji's fingers back around his wrists and lies down deliberately.
Dogs are scary because they're all over the fucking place and people think they're cute, he explains. No one thinks wolves are cute. People have a healthy fear of wolves. So you can be a wolf. I don't mind.
Lan Wangji huffs in amusement.
Wei Ying, he says, because he can't think of anything else to say.
Still, he lets himself be persuaded closer again. Wei Wuxian watches him expectantly, his eyes curved into delighted crescents. He's so handsome. Lan Wangji ducks his head to bite him again, before he loses his nerve, on the inside of his bicep this time. Wei Wuxian snickers again and flexes his arm in response, although that just has the effect of driving his carefully gentle teeth deeper into his muscle. Lan Wangji releases him and presses closer, bites the cute red tip of his ear, the delicate shell of it, his soft earlobe. He can feel Wei Wuxian's breathing stutter against his neck.
Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian half gasps. Lan Wangji noses his way down to nip at the angle of his jaw. Wei Wuxian makes a sound in his throat that might be a whimper.
Who's tame?
Lan Wangji says again, before pressing his teeth and open mouth to the solid line of Wei Wuxian's jaw.
Not you,
Wei Wuxian says breathlessly.
I've learned my lesson. Lan Chan isn't tame at all.
Lan Wangji bites him again.
He's wild. He's totally feral.
Lan Wangji ducks down to bite his throat. And Wei Wuxian's babbling laughter cuts out with a moan.
Fuck!
He squeezes his legs together where he's got them hooked around one of Lan Wangji's thighs.
Wei Ying,
Lan Wangji says into his skin.
Yeah, Lan Chan.
Lan Wangji nuzzles into him and says,
you can tell me to stop.
Wei Wuxian gasps a laugh again, tosses his head to the side to bare his throat.
Now why the hell would I do that, Han Guanjun?
Lan Wangji hums into his neck, and he shivers with his whole body. He frees his hands from Lan Wangji's distracted grip and brings them down to cup the back of Lan Wangji's head, urging his mouth closer to his ear again.
I love it when you play with me, Lan Chan, he murmurs. You're so cute.
Lan Wangji is grateful that his face is hidden like this. He's sure his ears are burning. He nips shyly at the hinge of Wei Wuxian's jaw. Wei Wuxian laughs breathlessly again and hugs his shoulders, rocks the two of them back and forth like an otter.
Lan Chan, Lan Chan, Lan Chan, look at me,
he requests. Lan Wangji takes a second to calm his expression, but then he looks up at Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian grins at him, then sticks his tongue out. Well, that's practically an invitation, right? Wei Wuxian jerks his chin up a little, like he's issuing a challenge. Lan Wangji has no choice but to accept it. He leans in and bites Wei Wuxian's tongue, very gently. Wei Wuxian moans and surges around him, yanks him closer so they're kissing properly, wet and hot. Finally, Lan Wangji thinks, with the part of his brain that's still capable of thinking words. He eases his hands into Wei Wuxian's hair and kisses him deeply, thrusts their tongues together, swallows Wei Wuxian's moans. Wei Wuxian responds enthusiastically, kisses him open-mouthed and panting, makes desperate noises with every exhale. Lan Wangji is beginning to have the sneaking suspicion that neither of them is very good at kissing yet. But it doesn't matter. They have plenty of time to figure it out. And besides,
Wei Wuxian's got his hands in his hair and one leg creeping up to hook around his waist, which Lan Wangji thinks is probably the basis of good kissing anyway. The only real problem is that Wei Wuxian started moaning the second he got his tongue in Lan Wangji's mouth, and he hasn't stopped. It's flattering, and obviously it's unbelievably hot, but it's also really loud, and the walls of this inn are about as thick as Lan Wangji's face, which is to say, not very. Lan Wangji pulls himself away and gasps, "Wei Ying, hush."
I'm really not trying to..."
Wei Wuxian pants. He's so cute, blushing all over.
Oh my god, Lan Chan!
Lan Wangji kisses him again, softer this time. When he pulls away, Wei Wuxian gasps,
"I want you, sweet Lan Chan, my best friend, my soulmate. I like you more than I've ever liked anyone."
"Wei Ying," Lan Wangji manages, somehow, still surprised after all this. Wei Wuxian kisses him on the mouth, and then on his chin, his cheek, between his eyebrows.
"I want to kiss you and eat with you and play music with you and go on night hunts with you forever. And I want to do all sorts of things with you in bed all the time."
Shameless.
Lan Chan, I love you. I adore you. You're really the best.
Wei Wuxian insists. Lan Wangji blinks back sudden tears and ducks his head to hide his face in Wei Wuxian's hair. Wei Wuxian laughs and rolls them both over so that he can lean over Lan Wangji and pet his hair.
"Love you," Lan Wangji manages. "Adore you. Want to kiss you, play music with you. Always. Wei Ying. Wei Ying."
Wei Wuxian kisses him. They kiss again and again, barely parting to breathe, until at last Lan Wangji wraps his arms around Wei Wuxian and flips them over again to go back to kissing him more deeply. Wei Wuxian moans again and then giggles at himself into Lan Wangji's mouth. And then Lan Wangji rolls his lower lip between his teeth and he stops laughing and starts moaning again. His mouth is still spicy from dinner, but Lan Wangji finds he doesn't really mind, as they fuck their tongues into each other's mouths. Wei Wuxian's hands in his hair are incredible. Lan Wangji kisses his way across Wei Wuxian's face to nuzzle under his ear again, since he had seemed to like that. Wei Wuxian says, "Ah." So Lan Wangji presses a wet kiss to the soft skin there, moves down to suck a bruise into his throat. Wei Wuxian shudders beneath him and starts making punched out little noises with every roll of Lan Wangji's teeth on his skin, drawn out whines when he licks and sucks. His fingers curl into claws that he rakes down Lan Wangji's shoulders, sighing,
"Oh, Lan Chan, yes,
Hush,
Lan Wangji murmurs into his wet skin. But Wei Wuxian just continues to writhe and choke and swear below him. Lan Wangji kisses his way down his carotid artery to the dip between his collarbones, tugs his collars open to lick the sweat beating there.
"Yes, God, yes, let me take my fucking clothes off, Lan Chan. Oh, please!"
Wei Wuxian babbles, half propping himself up to tear at his belt. Lan Wangji helps him. And then he helps Lan Wangji out of his own layers, so that they're stripped down to just their trousers and undershirts. And then they fall on each other again. Wei Wuxian keeps a running commentary as Lan Wangji drags his hands down his chest, filthy praise punctuated by wordless sounds of pleasure.
"So fucking hot, Lan Chan. You know, you know, just had it touch me. Do that again. I love your mouth. I want it all over me."
"Wei Ying,"
Lan Wangji gasps as Wei Wuxian drags him closer with a hum.
"I love you. Be quiet."
But that just makes Wei Wuxian clutch his shoulders and make a sound in his throat that's almost a sob.
Lan Chan, fuck, I can't shut up. I don't know how to shut up. Make me.
He begs. He grabs at Lan Wangji's hair, guides him into a searing kiss, then pulls him back down to kiss his throat again.
It's like he can't pant without vocalizing it. Little ah, 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 that make Lan Wangji want to shove his pants down and blow him until he comes. But that would be loud. So he does the only other thing he can think of, which is to reach up and stick his index and middle fingers in Wei Wuxian's mouth. Wei Wuxian whines into it, sticks his tongue between them, sucks on them the way Lan Wangji is sucking on his neck. That keeps him a little quieter, or at least occupied, as Lan Wangji fucks them in and out of his mouth. Although he doesn't stop moaning. Lan Wangji drags his other hand up and down Wei Wuxian's side, from just under his armpit all the way down to his knee, where he's got his leg hooked up around Lan Wangji's waist. Wei Wuxian shivers and clings tighter. Lan Wangji can feel his erection pressed into his hip, so he rocks into it a little. Wei Wuxian gasps around his wet fingers.
Yeah, 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 oh!
Lan Wangji shifts to brace himself on his arm and watches Wei Wuxian take his fingers. When Wei Wuxian notices him watching, he grins and winks and sticks his tongue out between his fingers again, hot and slick. Lan Wangji leans in to kiss him without moving his hand, which means he's really more just sticking his tongue into Wei Wuxian's mouth. But Wei Wuxian seems to think it's hot. He whines and pulls him closer, watches him with half-lidded eyes, lets his legs fall open around Lan Wangji's hips. Lan Wangji slides his fingers from his mouth to kiss him properly, leaving his chin wet and messy. And when he pulls away again, Wei Wuxian gasps,
"So bold, Lan Chan. You're so full of filthy ideas. I had no clue."
He interrupts himself with delighted laughter as Lan Wangji kisses his ear.
"Too cute," he murmurs. "Lan Chan is too cute for someone with such a dirty mind. Hey!"
As Lan Wangji pulls away to look down at his smiling face, fingers pressed against his jaw.
"There you are. I like your fingers in my mouth. You should do that again."
"Oh," Lan Wangji says, tracing the tip of his index finger along the edge of Wei Wuxian's lower lip. Wei Wuxian darts his tongue out to lick at it.
"Mm-hmm," he says. "And then if you wanted to spit in my mouth, I really think I'd come on the spot," he whispers.
Lan Wangji might, maybe, make some sort of sound at that. Wei Wuxian laughs breathlessly and draws his fingers through Lan Wangji's hair, and Lan Wangji ducks in to press kisses to the underside of his jaw, down his throat, turning red and purple from his earlier menstruations. He keeps going when he reaches Wei Wuxian's collar this time, peels his undershirt open to kiss down his heaving chest. Wei Wuxian whimpers and shivers under his touch, the muscles in his belly jumping the farther down Lan Wangji gets. He stops kissing when he reaches the waist of Wei Wuxian's trousers, turns his face to nuzzle into the tented fabric instead.
"Wei Ying," he murmurs.
"Yeah?"
Wei Wuxian replies, his voice higher than usual. Lan Wangji kisses him through his trousers.
Yes, yes, please, Lan Zhan."
Lan Wangji hums thoughtfully into him, then carefully unties the waist tie and frees him from his trousers. He thinks, "Cute," and kisses him. Wei Wuxian cries out wordlessly and yanks his hair tight, then immediately gentles his grip and gasps,
"Sorry, sorry,"
petting his hair in apology.
"It's fine," Lan Wangji says into his skin. "Pull if you like."
He presses another kiss into him, gives him an experimental lick. Wei Wuxian moans again and shudders and pulls his hair obediently. He's already leaking pre-cum into his belly, slicking the trail of fine dark hair that leads to his belly button. Lan Wangji leans forward and licks that, too. He takes great pleasure in spending the next, who knows how long, working him over with his mouth and hands, until Wei Wuxian is even more of a shivering, mewling mess than he already was. He starts begging as soon as Lan Wangji gets his mouth around him, and then even he turns incoherent when Lan Wangji holds his hips down to stop him thrusting into his mouth, reduced to panting, "Please, please, Lan Chan!" When at last he gasps, "Lan Chan, I'm gonna..." Lan Wangji pulls off of him with a wet sound. He makes sure to swirl his tongue as he goes, collecting dripping pre-cum and spit into his mouth. And then he hauls himself back up to brace himself over Wei Wuxian on shaking arms. Wei Wuxian watches him with his eyes wide and dark in his face, his mouth open and unselfconscious. Lan Wangji leans closer, and Wei Wuxian's eyelids fall, tracking his movements. Lan Wangji spits his mixture of spit and pre-cum into his mouth. Wei Wuxian's eyes snap open and his mouth snaps shut, and then his hips thrust up once, twice, and he comes all over himself with a wet moan. Lan Wangji collapses beside him and watches him writhe his way through his orgasm, nuzzles his temple, pets his hair in amused apology. Wei Wuxian lies there, evidently shocked by the whole experience. For a long moment, he's finally quiet, breathing hard through his nose with the occasional quiet whimper. At last, he turns his head to stare at Lan Wangji. And then he wheezes.
"You! What are you smiling about?"
Lan Wangji blinks, and then realizes he really is smiling. And then he can't help but to press his face against Wei Wuxian's and laugh quietly into his mouth. Wei Wuxian kisses him clumsily. His mouth still tastes like sex.
"Come on," he mumbles. "Are you laughing at me? Too cruel, Lan Chan."
Lan Wangji laughs to himself again and kisses him and admits, "I wasn't sure you'd really do it." And Wei Wuxian groans in embarrassment. "Cute," Lan Wangji tells him. "It was cute." And Wei Wuxian finally releases his hair, so he can hide his face in his hands.
"It's really hot when you're mean to me," he moans into his palms. "Oh my god! Oh my fucking god! You really did spit in my mouth! Holy shit!"
Lan Wangji kisses his ear. Wei Wuxian tilts his face and opens his fingers to peek at him. He's so cute. He reaches out with one still trembling hand and cups Lan Wangji's face, leans in to kiss him again.
"Lan Chan," he murmurs against Lan Wangji's lips. "My Lan Chan, I love you. Let me make you come."
Lan Wangji agrees, squeezing his eyes shut. It really, really will not be very hard for him to do that. Wei Wuxian kisses him again and trails his hand down Lan Wangji's chest and belly to grasp at him, where he, too, has been soaking the front of his trousers for the last half hour. Lan Wangji keeps his eyes closed, but he can feel Wei Wuxian's hooded gaze on him as he strokes and squeezes with his clever hand. For a moment, his hand disappears, and then it comes back wetter, and Lan Wangji realizes that Wei Wuxian is using his own cum to slick the way, which is both disgusting and unbelievably hot. He pushes his hips into Wei Wuxian's hand and gasps, "Wei Ying." Wei Wuxian says, his voice lowered. "Are you close?" Lan Wangji nods jerkily. Wei Wuxian presses a kiss to his open mouth, then releases him to tug with a wet hand at his waist.
"You should get on top of me again," he murmurs. "I want you to come all over me."
Lan Wangji gasps and lets out a moan of his own. "Wei Ying," he manages. "Shameless." But he lets himself be pulled back on top of Wei Wuxian, and he stays there, half-braced over him until Wei Wuxian's clever hands and filthy voice work him to completion, and he comes with a sigh, his face hidden in the crook of Wei Wuxian's perfect neck. When he can move again, he struggles upright and cleans them both up methodically. Really, it's mostly Wei Wuxian who needs cleaning, but that's nothing new. And they strip their dirtied clothing, and then they collapse back into each other's arms, naked and warm. Wei Wuxian traces gentle, sleepy circles into his back for all of 5 minutes before they both pass out, with two mumbled good nights and an exchange of soft kisses.